Hey, listen, are you thinking about buying tickets to your favorite sports, concert, or theater event? Maybe you want to experience a basketball game courtside rather than on your couch. Maybe you go to a hockey game and you bang on the glass instead of your own TV in your own living room. Then head on over to FanExchange.com for a safe, easy, and reliable experience. Tickets purchased on FanExchange are always guaranteed. There's no getting to the gate and worrying about getting in. So whether it's NBA, Major League Baseball, WrestleMania, Coachella, maybe a Broadway musical, FanExchange will get you closer to the action. Find the very best seats at the best prices at FanExchange.com. Use the promo code Rome, and you'll get 50% off the service fees on your next purchase. Fan Exchange. We have tickets. That's Fan Exchange. I love that first hour. First hour did itself. We start with hour number two now. I'm Jim Rome. I'm live in Southern California in the Quicken Loans studios. Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. So we start the second hour. I am efforting Arizona Cardinals GM Steve Keim. That's coming up momentarily. In the third hour, we'll talk some NBA with Tom Haberstroh. And we're still all over the draft. Take advantage of it. Get in here. 1-800-636-8686. I spent the entire open last hour talking about Baker Mayfield and the Browns. I love the pick. Again, I don't happen to think that he's the best quarterback prospect top to bottom, but I love that pick. Brass pick. All of a sudden, we're talking about a team that won one game in the last 2 years being must-see TV if they're allowed on TV. In fact, I can't remember being as into seeing a guy and wondering how he'd project and what he'd look like on the next level since, I don't know, Johnny Manziel. But again, I know why people compare those two. There is a little bit of Manziel in Mayfield, but not a lot. I think that is a brass pick and a huge swing. So I love that. I gave you my thoughts on Josh Rosen going to Arizona. I love that pick, too. So once Cleveland rocked the draft with Mayfield at number one, the Giants, of course, chased that with Saquon Barkley at number two. And then, as expected, the Jets had a chance to take Sam Darnold, and they sure as hell did. Now, if you'll recall, the Jets' plan last year was to tank. I mean, to compete with mental toughness or whatever the hell Derek Jeter would try to call that. You know, tank. So they could get Darnold. You know, the old suck for Sam campaign. But they blew it, and then they won five games. How very Jets of them. Then they had to trade up to the third pick so they could get a shot at getting a quarterback that they wanted. And then they end up getting the quarterback that they wanted. How very un-Jets of them. So to recap, they tanked. They untanked, and they still got the guy they wanted. And when they traded into that spot, there was no way of knowing who'd be there. So, on some level, it would have been awesome to see Baker on Broadway, but Darnold in New York feels to me like a very good fit. A really good fit. Then the Browns come back, and at four, they surprise everybody again by passing on Bradley Chubb and instead taking Ohio State corner Denzel Ward. Well, all right then. If you're going to shock the world once, you may as well do it a second time too. Rather than running down the rest of the first round, let me then just skip ahead to the Buffalo Bills, who traded to seven to get quarterback Josh Allen. Bills Mafia, you should be in here. What do you think about that move? Now, as you recall, Allen had a rough 24 hours leading up to that draft when a number of racist tweets from his past resurfaced. But once you're drafted, all of those Twitter issues are a thing in the past. His crisis counselors coached him up to say the right thing, which he did. He owned it. So now it's all good and it's all forgotten. And it really didn't even hurt his draft position at all. My man dodged a scud. Oh, excuse me. My bad.
No, excuse me. My bad.
My bad. Because no sooner than he was picked, somebody found some Josh Allen tweets about, wait for it, AJ McCarron's wife. That's right. My man was tweeting about the now wife of the guy that he's going to compete with for a job. My bad. I called it wrong.
My bad. I called it wrong.
My bad.
My bad.
I mean, damn, Josh. Is there a topic that you haven't tweeted about? Racism, other dudes, ladies. I mean, I can't wait to find out later today what else was on this guy's feed. And more on that in just 1 minute, as promised. We're joined right now by the general manager of the Arizona Cardinals. He was named GM on January 8, 2013. He was the 2014 NFL Executive of the Year. Arizona was 8-8 last year. They select Josh Rosen with the 10th pick overall last night, and they've got the 15th pick in the second round this evening. Steve Keim is my guest. Steve, it's great to have you back on. How are you?
Romy, doing great. Appreciate you having me on.
Really good to have you on, Steve. I know you got a busy day ahead of you, but let me get your thoughts on last night. If you go back, Steve, before the start of the day yesterday, what was your mindset and what was your approach going into the first round?
Well, I think number one, we had to be patient and trust our board. Yet at the same time, you know, I had a feeling that based on some of the thoughts, you know, ahead of us, that there would be one or two of those quarterbacks that slid. And, you know, Josh Rosen was a guy that we had our eye on all along. And we were sitting there at 15, and I'm not sure whether he would have lasted to 15 or not, but I certainly didn't want to take the chance. And to me, it was worth being aggressive enough, yet at the same time, not mortgaging the future by preserving our two and at least next year's one, where I can still have some ammo to build around the player. And to me, we got the best pure passer in this draft, a guy who's got great natural mechanics for the position and has a chance to be a real, real franchise quarterback.
We're talking to Steve Keim. You know, to that point, Steve, if I had said to you before the draft, you've got a chance to move up and get this guy, a guy that you had been looking at without mortgaging your future, what would you have said to that?
Well, I mean, it would have been hard to believe. And it goes back probably 3 years ago. I'll never forget, I was at UCLA's practice, and a friend of mine, Noel Mazzoni, who was offensive coordinator, came up to me and said, "Hey, man, 3 years you'll be back. You know, this kid is going to be the number one pick in the draft. He's got a bright future. He's got all the physical tools, and he's got the mental makeup you look for." And so to be able to follow him throughout his career, see the things that he's done at UCLA, see his natural skill set, and then getting to know the person this offseason, we're really excited about him moving forward.
Steve Keim joining us. You know, I love this guy's attitude so much, and the fact that he will tell you what's on his mind. For example, he made it very clear, Steve, that he was not happy about the 9 teams that he thinks made a mistake by not selecting him. He was fired up that you drafted him. So what was your reaction when you hear him say, quote, "I was pissed. I was really, really angry about being passed over"?
Well, you know, you got to love the confidence. But at the same time, you know, he's got to channel that enthusiasm and excitement and put that chip on his shoulder and do it between the lines. And I have no doubt that he's going to be a great fit with our new offensive coordinator, Mike McCoy, who's coached a couple of different guys with that mentality, like Phillip Rivers and Peyton Manning. You know, two guys that will challenge you, that'll tell you they want more on their plate, whether it's more from a schematical standpoint or to be given more responsibility to line of scrimmage. You know, to me, that's how Josh is wired. And the more you challenge him, the more he'll excel.
Yeah, Steve, I see it the same way. I never understood that rap that, hey, maybe the guy asked too many questions. Maybe he's too smart for his own good. This guy's questioning authority. I mean, doesn't every great quarterback want to know? Don't they challenge coaches on every single level? Isn't that what you want from your quarterback?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, we got guys nowadays that are, you know, getting DUIs and failing drug tests and having domestic abuse issues. And this guy, all he does is go to UCLA, start 3 years, two-time captain, and a 3.8 in economics at UCLA. So I don't know what character is anymore, I guess. But, you know, to me, this is the kind of guy you want running the offense.
Steve Keim joining us. What about that phone call? When you made the call to Rosen to tell him that he was drafted, what was that phone call like?
Well, he was fired up. He said, "I promise I won't let you down." And I told him that's exactly why we picked him, because we believe in him. And, you know, I think he's going to have a bright future. Again, I think it's a good situation for him. We signed Sam Bradford and Mike Glennon in the offseason. Both guys have experience as NFL starters. We know when Sam's healthy that he can spin it as well as anybody. So it's a good situation. He'll come in. He'll be able to learn. But it's on him. I mean, he's got to grow and develop, and we'll put a lot on his plate. And from there, you know, as far as how fast he'll play, that's up to him.
In fact, you know I was going there next, Steve. What about that? How fast will he play? How do you see it playing out? Is there going to be an open quarterback competition?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Wilkes has made that clear. A new head coach has got a great mindset that he's going to play the best 11, and the best 11 that give us a chance to succeed. So I have no doubt that Josh is going to come in and compete. You know, again, how far along he is understanding the system and being NFL ready, we'll see. But it's a great situation to have a quarterback room with guys like those three. And again, there's nothing like competition at every position.
Especially for a young quarterback, too, to step into a situation where you've got David Johnson at running back, you've got Larry Fitzgerald at wide receiver, and then you mentioned your coach, Steve Wilks. You and I have not had a chance to catch up since he arrived as head coach. I've got to say, though, even from a media standpoint, just talking to this guy fired me up. What were your conversations with him like, and what sold you on him as the right man to lead this team?
Well, Michael Bill and I went out on a couple weeks of interviews, and really just felt like this guy had a commanding presence to him. And that's what it was all about. It wasn't hiring an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator. We wanted to find the right leader for the Arizona Cardinals. And when you talk to Steve Wilks, you can tell that his passion, his enthusiasm, and his leadership is infectious. So when we sat down with him, you know, both Michael and I looked at each other, and we had no doubt that this was the right man to lead our organization moving forward. You know, Bruce Arians set a great culture here, put us in a place moving forward where we have a good thing going. But, you know, Steve Wilks now has the ability to step in and put his own fingerprints on this team, and we're really excited about the future here.
Arizona Cards GM Steve Keim joins us for a few more moments. You know, based on our conversations that you and I have had in the past, I know you're not happy with an 8-8 record last season, despite the injuries that the team dealt with. So how hungry are you to get that thing turned around, and then how quickly can it get back to where you're used to being?
Well, big time, and you nailed it, Romy. I mean, you know, the good thing about what we've done here is we've changed the expectations. So 8-8 isn't good enough. And, you know, our goal every year is to win a championship. It starts with the NFC West. There's no doubt that our division is getting tougher with San Francisco and the Rams, of what they're doing. And we know Seattle is going to have a good football team. But you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way because, you know, to me, competition is what we all look forward to. And to me, the NFC West is going to continue to get stronger and stronger, particularly now that we all have young quarterbacks moving forward.
All right, so what does the rest of today look like for you before the start of the second round?
Well, just like we had talked about, I mean, you know, the one thing is preserving that two. We gave away a third, and we still have another third. So we're going to be able to continue to add playmakers around Josh. There's no doubt there's some different positions that we want to address. But at the same time, we're not going to veer away from my philosophy, which is taking the best player available. We know that your needs in April, May are always changing compared to October and November. You just can't have enough good football players. So our needs today are going to be changing, and there's no doubt that, again, taking the best player available is the best right in my mindset to have.
He is the 2014 NFL Executive of the Year, and they got their guy last night in Josh Rosen. The 15th pick in the second round goes to Arizona tonight as well. Steve, I know you're busy. So good to have you on the show. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. Have a great night.
Thanks so much, Romy. Always a pleasure.
You too, Steve. Appreciate you very much. I appreciate Steve Keim very much coming on before the start of the second round, as I appreciate a couple of the legends of the game, Chris Melvin and Mark Dalton, making that thing happen, along with the GM. Chris Melvin and Mark Dalton are unbelievable at what they do. The Cards, they are such an amazing jungle team. These guys always handle this thing like the best way possible. You've got like the Golden State Warriors in the NBA. You've got the Cards in the NFL. Model organizations as it relates to dealing with the media and making guys accessible. Nobody does it better. My man Mark Dalton, Chris Melvin, Steve Keim. And again, I said it before they came on. I love that pick. Love that pick. Love that fire. Interesting that he said, we like it, but he's going to have to channel it the right way. He will. He will. This whole notion that the guy's arrogant, the guy's brash, the guy asks too many questions, he's too smart for his own good. Hey, you tell me, do you want to draft a smart quarterback or do you want to draft a stupid quarterback? I can't believe this guy has to apologize for any of this. The very best of the best all want to know why. You don't think Peyton Manning wanted to know why they ran a certain play or did a certain thing? Coaches who work with Manning said they had to be sharp to deal with him. Manning, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, the best of the best approach it this way. So why is that a red flag for a guy like Rosen? Why would that scare people off? I never understood that. I love that pick. All right, we are open right now. 1-800-636-8686. Still ahead. I want to talk about Darnold and Josh Allen. Right when Josh Allen thought that he beat back all the nonsense on social media from when he was tweeting as a high schooler, something else shows up and pops up. Whoever is scrubbing that guy's feed is not doing a very good job. I mean, what's going to come out today? All of that still ahead and your phone calls. 2018 flying right on by. We all want to continue to elevate our game to that next level and make this year the best ever. Now, if you're a contractor or a builder or a remodeler, you want to listen up because elevating your game The rest of this year got a whole lot easier thanks to my pals at Lumber Liquidators. They've got a brand new program, which is called the LL Pro Plus program. LL Pro Plus is Lumber Liquidators' new pro services team. You can call on them for all your professional flooring needs. LL Pro Plus will help you crush it throughout the rest of the year with professional pricing and dedicated support to get you what you need when you need it most. That way you get all your projects finished on time. LL Pro Plus gives you the ultimate value and quality. And with LL Pro Plus, no job is too large, no job is too small. They can help you with anything. So visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or go to lumberliquidators.com. Once again, lumberliquidators.com. Let's continue to make this year the best year ever, and let's do it with Lumber Liquidators.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Check this. I'm looking at the top four calls on my call screen. Three of them are about Rex in Albuquerque. I mean, what the hell is that? Three of the first four guys through want to talk about, among other things, Rex in the ABQ. Romy, email right now. Romy, no doubt the amount of passion, command, and gravitas with which Alvy delivered on LeBron's shot. It was impressive. What was equally impressive, however, was he board opted his ass off Wednesday, flies to Cleveland, makes an epic call, then takes a red eye back to LA, and again board opts his ass off yesterday. Freaking Iron Man. When are you going to allow this animal behind the mic to guest host the next time you take one of your 147 vacation days? Signed, Jason in Louisville. Were you getting your ass to Louisville next weekend? Hot Browns are on me. Jason Louisville, it's a good offer. I wasn't planning on it, but now that the hot Browns are on you, I might go. For Saturday in May. You know, in terms of Alvin, again, I didn't know this guy had this in him. I knew that he was the best engineer in the entire industry. I just didn't know that he had that kind of talent thing. Like, he wanted to be a talent. He wanted to be behind the mic. He wanted to be behind a camera. I didn't know until I heard this.
95-95, 3 seconds left.
Get some, Alvin.
Inbounds the ball. Top of the circle. LeBron gets the ball. 2 seconds. 1 second. LeBron for the win. Oh!
Freaking goosebumps. Now that I've heard it, now that I know what this guy's about, he absolutely can host this show the next time I go into the basement. I didn't know he wanted to. This guy weighs in on the TV aspect. Dear Jim, I have finally experienced the TV side. After many years of listening on radio, I've spent the last hour at my desk slacking off and watching The Jungle. It's everything I hoped it would be. Keep up the good work. Thanks for the great content. Wore Caitlin from the podcast voicemail for giving me the idea to mooch my dad's DirecTV login so I can now watch The Jungle. Chris in Houston, I love it. People are still finding the TV show for the first time. We are simulcast. The radio program, after all these years, is also a TV show. It's on CBS Sports Network. Look for it on Direct. Look for it on Dish. And there are other ways for you to get it, too. I mentioned four calls, the first four calls, three of these guys want to talk about Rex in Albuquerque. Not about the draft, not about the NBA playoffs, not about the NHL playoffs, not even Major League Baseball, but another caller. Let's find out. Now, this guy's won the smack off, and he wants to talk about Rex. Silk in Huntington Beach. What's up, brah?
Brah, what is up?
What's going on, Silk?
I know you always like to get a preview of my weekend, brah, so I'll let you know. There's some swell pushing in for this weekend, so I've already surfed and been to the gym this morning, and I'm putting the finishing touches while I'm listening to you on a crock pot pork ossobuco that Jen Silk and I will be enjoying tonight. And I believe she's bringing home some Napa Valley Farniente. We're going to have a couple different varietals, Brad. It's going to be awesome. And then tomorrow, more surf, more hangout. I'm kind of like Yogi Roth without the looks, the money, and the zen. But what I really wanted to do today is talk about the show itself, which is always the biggest topic. You know, I've been around for almost the entire evolution of the show. And the TV aspect has really brought out some really cool stuff. And one of them, I believe, is now when you watch the TV show, you can see pictures of the callers. It's pretty cool. I mean, I can see Matt in L.A. with his odd headgear. I can see Rex peacocking his Folex while he does his toilet talk takes. But what I want to do, my major announcement today, I have partnered with the CBS Sportsnet crew in New York because, you know, I'm always trying to take it to the next level, and I like to develop my brand and let everybody know what I'm all about. It is now we're introducing the Silk Montage, bro. There's not just one photo for me and what I do. There's a montage. So come on, New York, let's start flipping the photos so you can get an aspect of everything. Of course, there's one of me just got done surfing, got my wetsuit on. There's one of me in the classroom, poolside. It's a whole montage now. So that's going to be my new thing to develop my brand. And clones, Alvin, wait for it. Oh, there's one of me at Dodger Stadium. Clones, you need to, Alvin, here it comes, step your games up.
Step your game up.
Bruh. Thanks, bruh. Thanks, bruh.
Silk bra, bra, silk bra, 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 silk bra. Is it live or not? Bra, 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 bra. Do you see what that guy just did? He literally was referencing the changing photographs on TV while he did that call.
Bra.
He was doing play-by-play of himself. He was directing the guys back in New York to the various pictures. Now, you may wonder, how did we or how did CBS Sports Network get those pictures? He sent them. That's how they got it. In fact, Adam, jump in here right now. So it's one thing to get the biopic or the profile shot, except he had a lot of pictures. Where do they all come from, and how does that impact other people who call the program? Because you're right in the middle of this.
Yeah, so Silk just DM'd him to me, and I hate to be that shameless Twitter plug guy, but if you want your picture on television, just hit me up. It's at I'm Adam Hawk, I'm Adam Hawk. Send me the photo, and please just send me a photo of you that you want on TV. Keep it appropriate. I don't want the other stuff, and then I will send it to television.
What other stuff?
You know what I'm talking about.
What would anybody send you, Hawk?
Please don't send those. And I will then send them to our
send
friends.
Send the guy who rocks a porn stash on TV. Anyway, go ahead.
I will then send them to New York, and they will put them up. There's a lot of clones that have taken advantage. Matt in L.A., Rex in Albuquerque, Silk just did a montage. Rick in Buffalo does it. Mark in Hollywood's got his pictures. So if you want to call the show and you want your picture on TV while you're talking to Jim, send them to me at I'm Adam Hawk, and I'll put the photos up.
And nice job. And the next level is not only getting those photos on, but referencing the changing photos as they turn over the way Silk did.
That was sweet. Shout out to Danielle in New York who puts all the photos up, by the way.
Shout out, Danielle. What's up? Nice job. You know, for a long, long time, I did not want to have a simulcast of the program because the thinking was, man, you don't need to see. Nobody wants to see how the sausage is made. Nobody wants to get behind the curtain, right? And then I remembered everybody wants behind the curtain. So we've done the simulcast since the beginning of the year, and it's made this show better. And it's better because people who listen wouldn't know otherwise, except for when I reference it on occasion. So if you're listening, it hasn't made it any worse. In fact, it's probably better. But if you're watching it, it's much better. So look for us on CBS Sports Network. Silk has taken advantage of it. He sent his pictures in. There are pictures of him surfing, pictures of him at Dodger Stadium, pictures of him being a bra.
Bra.
He nailed it. 1-800-636-8686. I want to finish my thoughts on Josh Allen. Right when he thought it was all good, he owned it, he copped to it, it was a stupid thing to do, he admitted as much, and then it looked like where he was taken, it was not going to have a negative impact on him. And then sure enough, other tweets emerge. Not racist tweets, but problematic tweets. And I'll have that for you, too, when we come back. Phone lines are open. Jump in. Tom Haberstroh coming up next hour. And we'll talk some hockey, too. The Caps, cap again. The NHL told Brad Marchand to stop licking opponents. Licking his opponents. And still not a family member. Falling into bed has taken on a whole new meaning ever since I started sleep on my Casper. the Casper mattress. Their engineers have created an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience. You get one and you will understand why. It is the internet's favorite mattress. Casper has created three unique mattresses to help you sleep cool and comfortably all year round. The Wave, as an example, is engineered to relieve pressure at 36 different points. The Casper mattress is more breathable and comfortable than ever before. And the Essential mattress is innovation at a great price point. All of them are designed to coddle and comfort your every move, and they all provide the perfect support for every position you sleep in. Find out why Casper has hundreds of thousands of happy customers like me. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights in your own home with free shipping and returns. Simply go to Casper.com. Use the code ROME, and you'll save $50 on the purchase of select mattresses. Once again, Casper.com, code ROME, save $50. Terms and conditions do apply. See their site for details.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
As a reminder, you want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, so let me finish this thought on Josh Allen. He ends up tweeting some really regrettable things, and by regrettable, I mean racist, when he's in high school. But he tries to clean that up. He owns it. He apologizes for it. His crisis control people got to him. They coached him up. And it didn't seem like it was going to be a big deal on draft night. Buffalo moves up. They get their guy. It seems like it's all good. But then no sooner than he was picked, somebody finds more regrettable tweets. These about A.J. McCarron's wife. Yep. Tweets about the now wife of the guy that he's going to be competing with for a job. In other words, my bad. I called it wrong.
My bad. I called it wrong.
So the guy's not out of the deep end yet. I mean, Josh, is there a topic that you will not tweet about? As I mentioned, racism, other dudes' ladies. I can't wait to find out what's going to happen later on today when we see what else was on his feed. Listen, I don't know if this guy is going to work out in Buffalo or not, but I know this much. He better lay off Twitter. There are questions about his accuracy on the field, and he's spraying it all over the place on Twitter as well. So now in his first meeting with his teammates, he was already going to have to apologize and explain himself for those racist tweets, and now he's going to have to apologize for drooling over his teammate's wife, the guy that he's going to compete for the starting gig. I mean, did you manage to find some time a few years back to crack on the city of Buffalo or the Bills Mafia or the technology corridor? This guy's first day of camp, he should just go right to his locker. In fact, go to every single locker. Go locker to locker and say, my bad, my friend, I'm sorry.
My bad, my friend, I'm sorry.
My bad, my friend, I am sorry.
My bad, my friend, I'm sorry.
Because it sure seems like at some point, he's tweeted something offensive to pretty much everybody. Better yet, what he should do is show up and do a PowerPoint presentation where he goes through his entire timeline and apologizes and explains every single tweet. No, I've got a better idea. Just delete the Twitter app from your phone. Block it on your computer. It's just not working for you. Now, I'd love to say that other young guys will see this and learn from this, but I know they won't. Because there is no what's poppin' Twitter to get yourself out of this. Even Fergie's classic, let's play some basketball.
Let's play some basketball.
It's not going to work here either. Just get off of social media and stay off it for a long time. And by a long time, I mean forever. What's going to pop up today? I don't know, but I can't wait to see. Something will. Something absolutely will. So, Buffalo, did you get the guy you wanted? Yeah, I know this whole thing about he's big, he's strong. You've got to have somebody who can throw through the wind and the elements. Yeah, I don't know. His accuracy is an issue, both in social media and in throwing the football. I'm not sure you get the guy you want. Let's go to the phones. It is smack-off season. The smack-off is coming up. We are less than 2 months out. This guy was in the smack-off last year. Not for very long, but he was in the smack-off last year. Let's go to Dan in Denver. Hey, Dan, what's up?
What's up, Jim? Thanks for the Vine. And thanks for the montage of silk pictures.
Now we can annoy the viewers even with the TV on mute. But, Rome, I wanted to come in and congratulate Sam Darnold for getting drafted by the Jets. I heard he celebrated at Javier's after. Jim, he got what you always get, the lobster enchiladas, except he made one change. Instead of that cream sauce, he got the mole sauce. Honestly, Rome, I thought Darnold would be a star after that Rose Bowl game against Penn State. So naturally, I think Darnold will be a great fit in New York. He can join one of those crime families, and then he can pretend to be in another family to obtain information. I think they call that a mole. And Rome, I agree with you that Rosen's a great fit in Arizona, but given how often he was injured at UCLA, durability is definitely a concern. Hopefully he can sit behind Bradford and learn the tools of the trade, like how to cash big checks while tearing your ACL. I mean, what's next? Is Buffalo going to bring in Curt Schilling to monitor Josh Allen's racist tweets? And Allen is the rare can't-hit prospect. His passes hit about as well as his jokes on Twitter. And how very Buffalo of them to be turned off by Rosen's intelligence, but not Allen's stupidity. Privately, Allen told his family he hit delete on those tweets, but we all know he probably missed. I can't wait until they trade this dude for a fifth-round pick in 2 years. War me reclaiming my title from Rex and ABQ as the best monotone caller with a lisp. Out.
Dan in Denver. Rock him, Alvy. It's a good job, Dan. I did not expect that from him. I expect him to flame out in about the first 20 seconds. He gets through it. He gets racked. That's the guy you got to beat. Well, that's going to be your huge call of the day. Except this guy might have something to say about it. Now, remember this guy came in and wanted to take a run at Vic. And it did not go that well for him. He tried to crack back on Vic, but did not make it through the call. I'm talking about Dr. Dave in Chicago. Remember the time he tried to do that?
While you spend your time perfecting the perfect selfie, I spend my day recovering, saving dying children. Oh, sorry, Jim. I'm done.
Yeah, you are. You don't like that. Hey, look. I don't like that. It could happen to anybody. Not a very good call. To quote Eldrick, it happens to us all. But it happens to that guy more often. Let's find out if he can redeem himself. He wants in. He wants to make it right. Hey, you're only as good or as bad as your last call. Why not take another shot? Let's go to Chicago. Dr. Dave in Chicago. Back in for some more. What's up, Doc?
Hey, Jim. What's up? Thanks for all the voicemail run recently. I know you doubted that my wife's a gastroenterologist, but, you know, I mean, how shocking is that? And I kind of got inspired by her and by Eddie Olczyk's call earlier in this week. I got to remind all the clones to get your colonoscopy, get your colon cancer screenings done. But because of my wife's profession, I've noticed that the calls and the callers can be kind of like lumped into three buckets. We've got our constipated calls, which are usually from people like Vic or Dan in Denver, or Cal, but Cal already shown that he sounds like he's constipated from Chad in L.A. Next, we've got the incontinent callers who just spew out tons of smack and are always going to be successful, like Brad and Corona, Left, Rick and Buffalo, even me, but, you know, most of my smack just spewed all over myself. And last, we have the ones who have both, or what we call irritable bowel syndrome, and that really...
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Dude, that call was horrible, even for you, especially for you. Man, where are you going with that, man? Three different buckets? Three buckets of various forms of excrement? I mean, what are you doing? Come on, man. Have a take, don't suck. Make the show better. Elevate the conversation. Bring something to it. Bring something to it instead of bringing me down. Did you think that was a good idea? Your wife? The gastroenterologist? Run your calls through her, at least, before you call me. How was that going to help you or me? It wasn't. I mean, you stayed on that bucking bronco a little longer than you normally do, but certainly not to the end. You still need your 7 or 8 seconds for the ride to qualify. God, man, it's amazing how hard some of you make this thing. It's not that hard. Just take anything you want. Take any topic, any take, go with it. If you don't want to talk about what's going on in the NFL or NBA or NHL or Major League Baseball, and you just want to crack on somebody, go ahead and do that too. Clone-on-clone crime is definitely a thing. But there's a right way and a wrong way, and you are still all wrong. Dude, you're a doctor? You save dying kids? You can't get through a phone call to a sports talk show. But you want us to send our kids to you. I mean, Dave, what's going on? Dude, you must be really good at that, because you're not good at this at all. 1-800-795-7777. 636-8686. Man, I cannot believe how hard this is for so many of you. It shouldn't be that hard. Lamar Jackson ends up going to the Ravens. Joe Flacco cannot be happy about that. That's coming up. I do want to talk about Baker Mayfield and the fact that he was able to tip the entire nation that he would go first. And we all knew it. Or if you were watching his Instagram Live, you knew it. They did everything they could, the networks, the NFL, not to let any of this stuff slip. Like, I was watching the draft last night thinking, you know what would be great? If there was a Woj bomb right here. What if Woj showed up and tipped the pick? But he didn't have to because Baker Mayfield did it himself. As an example, what channel did you watch the draft on last night? ESPN, Fox, NFL Network. Where did you see it? It's hard to remember a draft that had more intrigue and more mystery at the very top. And you best believe that the Suits Broadcasting from the Big D want to make sure it stayed that way as long as possible. Now, you may or may not know this, but ESPN and NFL Network agreed to a rule that no insiders from either network was going to pull out their blower and start tipping picks on Twitter. And you know some of the insiders had that info. But think about that for a second. In 2018, a couple of massive companies mutually agreed to not use social media, at least not in that regard. But it does kind of speak to the drama that they were trying to preserve. The drama being who's the first pick going to be as Raj rolls up to the podium. Too bad ESPN and NFL Network and everybody else did not invite Baker Mayfield to that meeting. Because last night, this guy became his own TV network when he went with Instagram Live. He did it from his living room in Texas. Everybody was there. And then all of a sudden, if you were watching, nothing to see here. Just the most polarizing dude in the draft, projected to go somewhere in the top five, going with a live streaming video to 500,000 followers and his entire family huddled around him and a cell and TV. Right about now, ESPN and NFL Network are living their worst nightmare because while they were waiting to show the most important moment of the draft last night, Baker's Instagram account scooped everybody. He live tipped the entire thing to anybody who had an internet connection. Now, it is worth pointing out that not only did the networks agree not to tweet picks during the draft, they also went so far as to agree not to show the teams or show dudes talking on the phone with the teams picking them. In other words, they did everything they could to preserve the moment. Worst case scenario for the networks is that the phone in front of Baker rings. Best case is it doesn't ring. But even if it doesn't ring, you still have your answer that he's not going to be the pick. And if it does ring, then we know he is the pick. And the phone rang. And he picked it up. Either way, this guy was going to tip us to something. Either he was tipping that he was the guy, or he was tipping that he wasn't the guy because the phone didn't ring. Either way, he let us in and he showed it to everybody. But then the phone rang. Uh-oh.
No!
Who can that be? Could be anybody, right? Maybe it's the pizza guy letting Baker know that he's out the door right now. Yeah, either that or it's the Cleveland Browns. And maybe I know that based on what Baker is saying on the other end of the line, you had to know that it was not the pizza guy, but it was the Browns. Baker said, "Yes, sir, let's go, I'm ready." He spoke that into a phone. "Yes, sir, let's go, I'm ready." In other words, dead freaking giveaway. And with 3 minutes still left on the clock, with everybody watching on TV, he's already tipped it out there. The tip of all tips, the spoiler of all spoilers, and it did not come from one of the guys that normally would have it. JLC, Adam Schefter, or somebody else. It came from Baker Mayfield himself, live streaming on the gram. Pretty amazing. I mean, yeah, the networks can do deals on the side, but it's not any good if the guys they're covering have their own networks. And if you've got a phone and you've got Wi-Fi and you've got a few million people looking at you, that's what you are. You are your own network. Actually, the perfect use of social media for him, but not for the other networks, just for him. And what did he do with it? He spun that into a promotional tweet for his docuseries, Behind Baker, which is a 9-episode look at his run-up to and through the draft. A docuseries. Wonder where that idea came from. Tom versus Time, maybe? Truth is, this guy is already operating on the highest level when it comes to branding. Last night, he controlled his own coverage, he provided exclusive content, he attracted new followers, and he brought a ton of traffic to his docuseries, which got ads sold all over it already. In other words, Baker Mayfield won the night. A couple of different ways. And you best believe networks and the people who cover this sort of thing are already working up some rule in his honor to prevent a moment like that from happening again. 10 seconds into the league, and the guy's already changing the game. You can try to hate that, but you really can't. You can't. That worked out for him. If you were watching his feed, you knew before anybody else knew that that was the pick. The pick was made before it happened on broadcast TV. That's how the game is changing. And this guy's winning already. We go to the third hour, and in that hour, we'll switch up, talk a little basketball. Tom Haberstroh, a Bleacher Report magazine NBA insider, will join us. Brad Marchand, 2 minutes for tripping, 5 minutes for fighting. But what do you get for licking the opposition? A stern reprimand from the NHL. This guy's still getting in people's heads and under their skin. Those topics coming up in hour three. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Our phone lines are open. Do not go anywhere. We will come right back.